The 13th station. Jesus is laid in the arms of his blessed mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Mary stands by the cross, engulfed in grief, and John is beside her. But it is getting late, and the Jews press for our Lord to be removed from there. Having obtained from Pilate the permission required by Roman law for the burial of condemned prisoners, there comes to Calvary a counselor named Joseph, a good and upright man, a native of Arimathea. He has not consented to their counsel and their doings, but is himself one of those waiting for the kingdom of God. With him too comes Nicodemus, the same who earlier visited Jesus by night. He brings with him a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. These men were not known publicly as disciples of the Master. They had not been present at the great miracles, nor did they accompany him on his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But now, when things have turned bad, when the others have fled, they are not afraid to stand up for their Lord. Between the two of them, they take down the body of Jesus and place it in the arms of his most holy mother. Mary's grief is renewed.
Where has your beloved gone, O fairest of women? Where has he whom you have loved gone? And we will seek him with you. The Blessed Virgin is our mother, and we do not wish to, we cannot, leave her alone. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.